The Omaha Fringe Festival strives to bring the different members of the Omaha theater community together for one open access and inclusive festival where theater artists can experiment with new works and audiences can experience new theatrical movements.
So the Omaha Fringe Festival, we had our first festival in 2019. I had moved to Omaha from Minnesota, which has a very large fringe festival, one of the biggest in the United States. And I was interested in seeing something like that happen in Omaha. And so I decided that I would like to start it. And so this is our fifth festival, but sixth year.
OFF takes place every year. Planning for each festival is something that Omaha Fringe Festival Executive Director Tamar Newman says begins quite far in advance.
Yeah, it takes about a year. So basically, as soon as the festival is done in August, and it happens this year, August 8th through the 11th, as soon as it is over, we start planning the next one, essentially. We put out a call for artists around January. We usually start planning for the call, planning the dates, all that kind of stuff beforehand, and then we put out the call in January.
OFF selects participating artists in a unique way.
We choose our artists by a lottery system, so they pay a small application fee and their names go into like almost a literal hat. And then we draw them out. We have 20 spots available and we draw a name out, you draw the name out of the hat and they get a spot in the festival if they still want it. So it's truly open access in the sense that we just never know who's going to be in because anybody could get in. It's not necessarily based on merit or who you know or anything like that. It's an opportunity for anybody to showcase their talents and abilities.
The festival is multiple days long, taking place at locations all over Omaha.
There are 4 days of the festival. It starts on Thursday, August 8th through Sunday, August 11th. And the Thursday and Friday shows are only in the evening. So we have two shows on Thursday evening, three shows on Friday evening, and then Saturday and Sunday start in the afternoons and go a little bit later into the evenings. We have four different venues throughout Omaha. So we have UNO, their Black Box Main Stage Theater. And also at UNO, we have what's called their studio space. It's a little bit more intimate, can do some really fun things in there. And then we are also partnered with Omaha Benson Theater. So they'll be one of our spaces and the Blackstone Theater.
Newman assures there is something for everyone at the Omaha Fringe Festival.
We offer such a variety of shows. So we have belly dancers, classical Indian dancers. This year we have ballet. And then we've got traditional theater with scripted shows that are acted and performed. But we also have comedians. This year, we also have drag. It's our first year to have drag. And we're very excited to have two drag shows in the Fringe. So we really just have a very wide range of things. And so if there's something you're interested in, the Fringe Festival will most likely have it.
OFF will be including ASL interpreters to all their shows. So the festival is more accessible to different communities. The Omaha Fringe Festival takes place August 8th through 11th, with an opening night event at 7 p.m. on August 7th at Benson Theater. For more information about the festival, tickets, and schedule, visit omahafringe.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.